Hello, this is Dr. Opinion Culture dictating the DASPE report on Colette Dietz Brown Blanchard, date of birth 12/3/1960, date of procedure is May 1st, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Opinion Culture DO, referring physicians, Dr. Subi Kyriakos. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is GIM, comma, GERD, comma, Barrett's esophagus, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, informed consent is obtained, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as material explains the patient, period, the patient's rest, and last be sweet, place in left lateral position, sedation, spray, anesthesia, service with monitoring, anesthesia, care, period, a well-lubricated lumbar sedation, gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus, and advanced under ejaculation to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenum, all the second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, a retroflex is obtained in the cart. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was in turnaround in left lateral position and digital rectal exam was normal and well-lubricated on the video. Colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of a penicillin or a facilitical valve and confluence of the fold. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the lesical valve, extending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum, retroflex is obtained in the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as A. Seven, 2-3-2, comma, good prep oral. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next time, the line was mildly irregular at 37 centimeters from bite block. Comma, biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation given history of Barrett's esophagus per the Seattle protocol. Next line, there was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of mild gastric erythema. NBI was used and no outright abnormalities were noted in the gastric mucosa. Period biopsies were obtained in the cardia, comma, antrum, comma, body for further evaluation and histology. And to rule out H. pylori, next line. In the duodenal bulb at the 3 o'clock position, there was evidence of erythema and mild nodularity. Comma, biopsies were obtained bite on bite for further evaluation and histology. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to Z2 portion. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, there were 8 diminutive rectal sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, at the appendiceal orifice, there was an approximately 5-millimeter polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. In total, next line, there were 2 sigmoid colon sessile diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, in the rectum, there was an approximately 10-millimeter sessile polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Likely will need repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending pass. As I am sure a significant amount of the polyps are hyperplastic. Next line. Recommend anti-reflux precautions as well as avoidance of NSAIDs. Next line. Continue PPI daily. Next line. Given the positive history of Barrett's esophagus and GIM, will need repeat EGD in 3 years pending PATH and evaluation of the mucosa. Next line. Follow up in office previously scheduled.